There's a song that was written in 1932 that has been used for a presidential campaign. It's the name of a movie, and it's rated number 47 in the list of greatest American songs. And the song is Happy Days Are Here Again. That song reflects well Psalm 126 because there'll come a day when happy days will exist forever in Israel. Psalm 126 is a psalm of ascents. It's a psalm that predicts great happiness and joy will eventually be enjoyed by Israel and the people of God. In fact, when you look down through these six verses, you can't help but notice the amount of words that refer to joy, happiness, and gladness. Very words show up in verses 2, 3, 5, and 6. Main point of the psalm is pretty clear. There'll come a day when God will do a great and awesome thing for the people of Israel that will leave her shouting for joy. It's coming a day when God will regather Israel and bring her into her land and fill her with all of his blessings. She'll never again be subservient to any other nation or anyone. She'll be seen and known as that great nation of God. Psalms not only predicts that will happen, it tells exactly what things will be like when God finally does all these things for Israel. Now, verse 1 tells the history of Israel. Israel's been chased out of Zion, and the Lord is one day going to regather her and bring her back. And the text says, when the Lord brought back the captive ones, it's communicating that there will come a day when God will go get his entire nation of Israel from all corners of the world and bring it back to the land where it belongs. God's nation is described as being captive ones. This adjectival description should have never been used of Israel. She should be a free nation, the great nation of God. It's God's nation. It's an apple of God's eye. Certainly not a free nation now. She's boxed in by Palestinian forces that would just as soon execute her. Zion only refers to her bringing back her to the land of Israel, but also bringing her to Jerusalem, back to her temple that actually sits on Mount Zion. Since there's no temple in existence now, one would have to admit this would be an amazing thing if God would do it, but he will do it. You see the description of the attitude Israel will have when God restores her. Verses 1 through 3 of 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. And our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. And they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. What's described in these verses is the feeling Israel have when it finally happens, when God finally takes her from captivity to freedom. Israel will think she's dreaming. The language in Hebrew means that people are so overwhelmed with what God has done, that's like they're dreaming. It's the ultimate dream for Israel that would come true. When God blesses his people, it's like a dream. The entire millennial kingdom for Israel will be like living in a dream world. Sometimes we humorously say when someone asks how we're doing, we're living the dream. Well, for believers, that will come a day when we'll be saying that every day, in eternity, all of our dreams will come true. And Israel will have laughter. When we look around our world today, there's not much to laugh about. If you're a believer, you see things that make you cry. There'll come a day when God's people will be laughing. And Israel will have joyful shouting. Keep in mind that this is describing the nation Israel. This joyful laughing is mentioned three times in the psalm. One day in Israel's laughing and shouting for joy will be like she's living in a dream world. And Israel will make a statement to the nations. There'll come a day when Israel will be the great evangelistic nation of God. Her mouth and her tongue will be testifying of the greatness of God to all the nations of the world. The specific statement she will be making to the nations is that God has done great things for his people. It's a statement she'll be making now. She's not because, frankly, it doesn't look like God is anywhere to be seen. Israel is certainly not boasting of this now. When nations of the world look at her or listen to her, she's certainly not testifying of the greatness of God. There'll come a day when Israel will be seen and known as the great nation of God, and she'll be testifying of what God has done to all the nations. This does raise an important point. Some believers always look on the dark side of everything. When you look at them or listen to them, they do not make any statements of the greatness of God. But we ought to be testifying of all God has done for us and the wonderful things we have seen him do. There come a time when Israel will do just that. And Israel will be glad. There's going to come a day when the entire nation will be glad and will rejoice. And this will be a national time of rejoicing. No more sadness and sorrow. And then look at the description of the attitude of Israel when God answers Israel's prayers. Look at verses 4 through 6. Restore our fortunes, O God, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed of sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. It's coming a day when we can rest in this. The assumptions of the beginning of verse 4 is that God's people are praying to God, asking God to restore them from captivity. When Jesus was here, he predicted that there would come a day when the entire nation would cry out to him. Matthew 23:39. At that moment, they lead to her great joyful blessings. Prayer to God for him to restore Israel from her captivity to land. That prayer is that she be restored as the streams in the south. To the south of Israel's land is dry ground for the most part. The summer heat dries up most water supplies. But when God sends his rain, those dry places can become flowing streams and they can quickly fill with water. In fact, the streams in the south were known to swiftly fill with water. Very dry area, and when the rains would come, they would fill quickly and run swiftly. The point is that God can swiftly turn dry places into places filled with blessings. Israel was in a national drought, and the prayer is that God will come like a pouring rain, quickly and swiftly fill her with blessings. It is possible that people will literally experience a physical drought in which nothing was being watered and nothing was growing. A critical factor for that happening is prayer. The psalm communicates the importance of persistent prayer, even in the worst possible situations. And those who sow in tears will end up joyful shouting. When the crop was planted, they hoped they would reap a harvest. When you plant a crop in dry, barren land, the chances are slim. And those who sowed seeds in tears will reap great fruit and joy. The point is that one day, all of the efforts to believe God and stay focused in the Word of God will pay off and pay off big. And sometimes we sow the truth and don't see an instant fruit. But the Psalms says one day we will.